Shalom to all. Today we're learning Mishnas Kelayim Perek Beis Mishnah Hey Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnas are being learned because Chosrav Shlomo Zalman Zugos Amar Yitiv Chol Yitzchal Tzeim. This should be benched for that Sachat Slach and Siat Dishmaya. Good health, Parnasa Beshefa, and Kol Tov Zela. Now in the previous Mishnah we learned that if a person planted his field with one species and he decided that he wants to switch and plant something else, for example, is planted with wheat and then he wants to switch to barley, all he has to do is wait for the wheat to start growing. It just has to take root. Then he can uproot everything. It's not going to take root again, and then he can plant barley. However, this Mishnah starts out with an exception to that rule. Let's say his field was planted with kanbas or luf, and he's not allowed to plant on top of it, even after he waits for it to take root, and then he uproots it, and then he plows it over. He's not allowed to plant another species on top. Why not? Because it could take up till 3 years for these seeds to grow. Even though some of the seeds started growing now, and he uprooted them, it's very possible there's a whole bunch of other seeds still in the ground, and it might even take 3 years for them to grow. So uprooting the ones that started growing isn't going to help for the ones that haven't started growing yet, so he has to wait a full 3 years until he's able to plant something else in this field. Now, before we continue the Mishnah, let's remember that we mentioned briefly in the intro to the Masechta that not only is planting Kelayim Asur, but also maintaining it, even if you didn't plant it, it's Asur to keep it in the field. Now, we're now going to learn about certain situations where Kelayim began growing, but since it's detrimental to the other plants growing, there's no Isur to leave it, because it's clear to everyone that he doesn't want it to be growing, and he most definitely didn't plant it. So Mishnah says, Tivu she'alu basfiche istis. He has grain growing, and then Sfichim of Istis started growing among them. What's Istis? It's a plant that the blue dye called indigo is made from. The year prior, istis was planted over here, and he decided this year to plant grain. Some of the istis seeds had dropped, and they germinated, and they grew on their own. So in his wheat field, he has a whole bunch of istis growing. And v'chem mekayim agrunus, the place of the grunus, which is the threshing floor, sh'alu ben minin harbe, there's many different species that started growing there. He threshes wheat, barley, spelt, oats, rye, different species, different types of foods over there. So it's very normal for some of the seeds to fall to the side. They germinate on their own, they grow on their own. So there's a whole bunch of different species growing there. V'chem tilton, sh'alu minin tzmachim. Also tilton, which is fenugreek, that has a whole bunch of grasses that started growing among it. They weren't mechayev him to uproot all these things that are growing, because in every single one of these cases, it's detrimental for the main thing which is growing. The istis is detrimental for his grain. These many different species that's growing on the threshing floor is very detrimental to it. You need to have a smooth threshing floor. You can't have things growing there. And these grasses that are growing among his fenugreek are also detrimental to them. So even if he doesn't uproot it, people aren't going to think that he planted it there and that he wants it there, because everyone knows that it's bad, and therefore he can leave it. However, im nikesh akisach, if he did uproot it or cut it down, so then we tell him, you have to uproot everything except for one min. By the fact that he uprooted some of it and left the other part, clearly he's showing that he wants that other stuff that he left, and then everyone's going to think that he wants it to be there, and therefore he would have to uproot everything. Now moving on to Mishnah Vav, we're going to learn how a person is able to plant different species in the same field. A person wants to make his field different rows of different types. So what does he have to do? He has to leave a space in between the rows, and once there's a space in between the rows, everyone sees, oh, he's clearly not planting these together. It's not Kelayim. Beishamai says, how wide does that space have to be? Three rows of the plow, but what type of plowing? Plowing of patiach, which means to open up the ground. When hard, dry ground is plowed for the first time, so that's called patiach, it's opening up the ground. The teeth of the plow are spaced a little bit wider apart than usual, and he has to leave a space of three rows of such plow. Now, Beisil says, the space he has to leave in between rows is the width of the yoke that's used in Sharon. And what Bisham and Basil are saying are both very similar. It's about two amos in between each row. And what's important to note, that this space, the size of about 2 by 2 amos, has to be left only at the beginning of the row. So he has a row of barley and a row of wheat. The first 2 by 2 tefachim of those rows have to be separated. However, even if these two species start slanting towards each other and they become much closer to each other than 2 amos, that's not a problem. As long as the beginning of the row is clearly defined, that these are two different things that are being planted separate from each other, it's fine if later on they're a little bit closer to each other. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Zayin in Ches. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.